couple time left, but you what was your proud papa moment?
Yes.
What happened? What
did your son do? My son Jason, who is 13.
Did he rescue somebody?
No. Not that I'm aware of, at least. But yesterday, well, he's been wanting a new desk for his room. He had a hand-me-down desk that we gave him, and that's after he had another desk before that he moved around a couple of times, a leg snapped.
I was going to say, wasn't he like playing wrestling and he jumped off it or something?
He was jumped on the bed. He moves his furniture. He's like your wife in like moving furniture around his room. He'll move his bed. He'll move desks and stuff. And he had moved one of the desks that took a while to build. It was like a little more intricate. And I'm like, ugh. So I gave him a hand-me-down desk, and he's had that for a while. He's like, I really need a better desk. Okay, so we ordered one on Amazon. It came, and I took a nap yesterday. It came while I was taking a nap, and I got up, and I'm like, why is all this stuff moved around? And I'm like, he's building the desk. My 13-year-old who needs a lot of... He's not good with detail. He's good with detail, like as far as like if he's creating something, like he's a creative person, or if it's something that he likes, the attention to detail is there. But like schoolwork or reading stuff,
he's bored.
He's not. It's not his thing. So him following directions, and he's never really built anything without assistance. And he's like 90% done with this desk. I'm like, what are you doing? I'm like, why are you doing this with no help? He's, what? I'm almost done with it. I'm like, and you're following directions and everything?
How do you think he would feel if he heard your impression of him?
That's pretty accurate. I don't think he could be too upset. And we kind of do it back to him when he's like, what? What are you talking about? And then I go, what? What are you talking about? You know, so I'll do it back to him. It's not unheard of. So I'm shocked. It's like 90% done. It's upside down. It's got the Allen wrench type screws. It wasn't like super crazy.
How many leftover pieces did he have when
nothing?
It was done?
Nothing.
He nailed
nothing.
It.
Nothing. I was there for like the last two shelf moments. I'm watching him do it. I'm like.
Say it slower. And did he have a tool belt? Just kidding. He's a kid.
No, he didn't have a tool belt. But yesterday, Monica, he became a man.
No, I don't even
who
know
can
why.
Build things now.
My wife would find me so much more attractive if I could build stuff.
Yeah, it's
like
kind of hot. I'm not.
If I could do something, I just get so frustrated so quick.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. Do you think that he did that because, and JP, you've said this before, when you were in school, you're bored out of your mind, but then when a subject was actually interesting to you, you excelled, you nailed it. So do you think that because he's been wanting this desk for so long and that's why he was able to do it?
It had to be. I was blown away on that he took the initiative and did it. Not that he took initiative, because he can do that. When he wants something done, he gets it done. He took initiative and did it 90% right. Like, I just had to go around and like tighten the screws. I'm like, look, you really got to pay attention to like tightening these screws. I said, or else it'll fall apart
now,
down the road.
Did you tighten the screws, or did you tell him that you probably just give the screws one more time around, make sure everything is as tight as they possibly go, and then you let him do it?
Right. Yeah. Well, I wanted to make sure that this desk that he put together stayed in place.
So now he's going to be
I did it all, but I showed him. I'm like, look, just give it one, until you can't go anymore without forcing it.
Right.
Do that with all these screws here for future stuff.
And by the way, here's a dining room table. Have at it.
Yeah. You know what? Now that you can do this, let's change out a whole bunch of furniture.
Right.
Do you think in your head that because of this, because I know you, like you said, he a lot of times needs to be supervised, or you never know what he's going to be doing. He's all over the joint or whatever. Does this put you in your head a step towards, you know what, he can be on his own. He can handle stuff all on his own. He doesn't need.
Well, he still has proven at times to not do what he's supposed to do when being left alone. But, you know, little by little, we've done that. But more of responsibility stuff, like this kind of stuff, this was an eye-opener. I didn't think he had it in him.
He's how old now? He's 14?
He's 13.
He's 13?
Yeah.
Can you and your wife leave him long enough to go out to dinner yet?
We've done that, yeah.
Okay.
Little tests here and there.
Okay. How's he doing on the test?
Sometimes good. Sometimes good.
What's bad?
We say don't leave the apartment. And he's we have, you know, the apartment co-op, and you can go downstairs in the basement if he wants to. Or listen, just keep the door closed. Don't leave. So he's left a couple of times.
Well, I just went to the basement to shoot my puck around. Or I wanted to see in the storage cage there, you know, if I had whatever.
So where do you think he was looking for?
That's why it's where he went.
But you
can see on
the
ring camera.
But you told him he could.
No, we said don't go. We said.
Oh, I thought you said. You can go. Don't leave. Okay,
right.
I thought you said.
We say
you can go
stay,
down.
And he's like, "What? I just went downstairs into the basement. We can see on the ring camera that if he leaves and goes downstairs,
right?
So, it's the following the directions. It's not going to be the end of the world necessarily if you went to the basement. It's the following of directions that do what you're told. And seeing if you can pass that test.
Yeah, dude, I'm telling you, if Nicole buys something from IKEA, I can't even be in the house. I can't even do it. It's just, it brings back everything from when I used to work with my father and get yelled at for everything. Everything. The minute I picked up a tool with my left hand, he'd get pissed off because I was lefty. Like, it was nutty. And now I just get frustrated so quickly. Like, it's not even an option for me to attempt to put this thing together.
But can you just tell yourself?
Because it's not fun for anybody. And I don't blame anybody but myself. It's my fault. It is my fault.
Have you talked to your therapist about this part so that maybe you can be a helpful member in putting furniture together in the family again?
I'll tell Nicole all the time. I go, stop buying IKEA and go buy furniture and let them deliver the furniture. Spend the extra money so we don't fight. Money well spent. Mm-hmm. But now that I know about this whole get naked thing in the middle of a fight, like Monica said before, that's a little bit of a different ballgame.
Right, you can build the furniture but naked and fight.
My son can do all that stuff. So he'll, you know, when that stuff comes to the house, he'll usually take on that project. Although him and I both turned into morons last week when we were trying to put up a flat screen TV, which we thought would just be easy because, like I said to you, I think the other day, we were replacing a Samsung 65-inch with a Samsung 65-inch, but the holes for the bracket weren't in the same spot. So now I needed to, like, take the whole bracket down and try to figure out where the arms were supposed to go in order to fit. And then we were trying to do that without it, but it wasn't making any sense. And he pulled it off and then realized, like, and the two of us were morons because neither one of us could figure it out. And then it was like, you'd lay it on top of the back of the TV. Are we laying it the wrong way? The face out, face up. I was just like, this sucks. And then once we got it, it was a little sense of accomplishment. But man, I just get so... It's definitely, if I had to point out what I feel is my biggest flaw, it is definitely my lack of patience.
Then 100%. When you are in the middle of it, are you able to stop and be like...
No. No,
yeah.
Because you know what happens, Monica? Immediately, and I understand that I sound like a child, but the reaction is I get so overwhelmed and not going to say anxious, but my shoulders are up on my ears in no time. The minute that package shows up and I know this thing has to get put together and somebody's going to be looking at me, like I get like genuinely angry. It's bad.
Yeah,
I own it. I own it. I own it 100%. There's nobody else to blame for this behavior but me.
Well, you try IKEA furniture putting together.
Whew, no.
Nobody needs to see. I'm okay with a girl bending over to screw something on the bottom or whatever, but I don't need to see an Allen wrench and a guy bent over. The backside isn't always pretty.
Did you go back to the gay sex stuff or no?
I did. There is. I tried two different sites, and after that, I was like, why am I spending time looking for this? But I didn't find any stepfather steps or something.
Oh, you went ask Brian. He'll tell you what's there.
Oh, that's true, Brian. What was he? He's not here last time we talked about this?
No.
Brian,
no.
Is there stepdad, stepson porn?
Gay porn, yeah.
Gay porn that you know. Oh, he's nodding. Oh, no.
He's nodding. Well, tell him to stop nodding and get in front of a microphone.
I think he was on the phone at first, but here he is.
All right, I'm here.
So is there, we were talking about this the other day, is there a category on the porn sites where there would be stepfather, stepson?
Yep.
Oh, God.
There is, huh?
Now, is that hot? Is that something you...
I mean, it's not something I would look at, but...
No judgment. Do your thing.
Do you have a favorite category?
Not necessarily. I have a type, but...
A type of dude?
Yeah.
What's your type?
It better match your boyfriend. That's all I'm saying.
Uh-oh. Well,
it doesn't.
Thick. I usually say fit to thick.
It's a thick?
Fit to thick. F-I-T.
Fit to thick, not fat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but it doesn't that, have to have, he doesn't have to have, like, abs.
Yeah, he doesn't have to have abs. But usually in our community, we call it chubby. Chub. So no chubs.
No chubs.
No
for me.
Chubs.
Some people are attracted to that in our community, but not myself.
Looking at JP right now, if he were a gay man, what would his animal be? What would his category be?
Daddy.
Oh.
Is it the gray hair that puts me in the daddy category? Oh,
the gray hair, the age.
Daddy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Daddy. Oh, I thought it was like a good thing.
Why don't you dial it back?
But he didn't say granddaddy. I don't know if that's a category, but he said daddy.
But
that's
I mean, fair. If animal type, you'd probably be, you're not, well, I would say bear, but I.
I'm not a bear, but I'm not a twink either by any stretch.
Oh, no. Twinks are much younger.
Yeah. Shut up.
He's bringing up the age. Brian's quiet.
Because a lot of it does have to do with age.
Okay.
So it's, see? Yeah. So, yeah.
We have what is it like? In the community too. Give me some of the vernacular as far as describing types of like dudes in the gay community.
So
I got twink and I got bear. Those two I know.
Okay.
I'm gay! And apparently I'm a daddy. So there's three.
That's at least I would say. There's otter.
What's an otter?
They like the water? So, what?
If you're
you know
not
what? Hold on. Yeah. Let's take a let's take a break, and when we come back, gay vernacular with Brian. Roger and JP, 1025 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. We'll be right back.
It's Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone. Tell us what you think.
It makes me feel good.
Head to the 102.5 The Bone app now and leave us an open mic. The open mic on the free 102.5 The Bone app is sponsored by 1-800-ASK-GARY.
Join 102.5 The Bone and Bud Light, the official beer of the UFC, Saturday night, June 29th for the UFC 303 Watch Party at Riveters on Dale Nimry in Tampa. Watch the fight, score UFC merch, and enjoy Bud Light specials. Details at theboneonline.com.
If you're hurt, accept no substitute. Call Farrah & Farrah, Tampa.
Car accident? Take back control of your life. Call Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys at 1-800-747-FREE.
Hi there. I'm Mia. I'm air.
You're air?
Yeah. I just got out of the lungs of someone smoking a cheap little cigar outside a bodega. Oh, it was so smoky in there. And where there's smoke, there's
fire.
Cancer.
Oh.
Yeah. Little cigars might taste sweet, but they still kill. I'm supposed to be helping people, not unhelping them.
You mean hurting?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I'm a bit of an airhead.
Little cigars are just as dangerous as regular cigarettes. Find out how to quit today at tobaccofreeflorida.com.
Celebrate the birth of the greatest nation in the universe. 4th of July specials. Buy one, get one free at Pin Chasers. Buy one game of bowling, get another one free all day on July 4th. Pin Chasers is also a great place for birthday parties, company parties, and events. Book your event now at pinchasers.net. Their Brandon location is now open. Download their app and you can play all kinds of fun games and save money. Reserve a lane right now. Go to pinchasers.net.
Suddenly, you're on the receiving end of someone else's negligence. What do? You call 1-800-ASK-GARY. They will help you find the legal and medical help you need to get the settlement you deserve. 1-800-ASK-GARY.
Hi, I'm attorney Robert Rubenstein, and this is Rubenstein's Rules for Personal Injury. Rule number 5, do not ignore your injuries. Right after an accident, most people don't realize how bad their injuries are. Injuries can get worse over time. Early medical treatment is crucial. Beware of clinics that treat only your neck and back. What about your knees, shoulders, head, and other injuries? Come see us. We'll talk about all your injuries and get you the compensation you deserve. Call Rubenstein Law at 1-800-FL-LEGAL. Offices in Tampa and throughout Florida.
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, it's bigger game days and bolder fight nights. I mean, where else can you find a scratch kitchen that always comes in clutch? Every day, from lunch to late night. Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
Stingray Chevrolet. Hey everyone, it's Norm here from Stingray Chevrolet. There's no buyer more picky than a used car buyer. They're looking for a specific vehicle, and we're happy to accommodate even the most meticulous buyer. We have over 200 pre-owned vehicles in stock starting at just $89.98, with over 25 vehicles under 20 grand. And if we don't have exactly what you're looking for, we have the software to locate it for you. And if you're trading in your current vehicle, we'll pay you $500 more for your trade than any other dealer, including CarMax or GiveMeTheVIN.com. We have over 100 certified pre-owned vehicles in stock, with a 2020 certified pre-owned Chevy Trax at just $16,900. And we even have several pre-owned Corvette C8 Z06s. Make sure you follow me on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Stingray Chevrolet, Tampa Bay's big store on I-4, exit 22, Plant City. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Stingray Chevrolet, relax, enjoy the difference.
At Mayo Clinic in Florida, we are predicting the unpredictable. Our experts are using a patient's own anatomy to create 3D printed life-size organ models to map out challenges ahead of time, making complex surgeries more precise, efficient, and less invasive. We're making more possible at Mayo Clinic because every day we're doing what's never been done. Learn more at mayoclinic.org/possible. Mayo Clinic, you know where to go.
For the grand opening of our brand new store, where you can expect 0% APR, $0 down, and zero payments up to a year. Or lease a 2024 Elantra SE, just $99 a month. Or a 2024 Tucson SE, $259 a month. Each comes backed by America's best warranty, 10-year, 100,000 miles, with Hyundai Owner Assurance. Get down to CrownHyundai.com. For full details, call 1-800-298-8368.
Galaxy Fireworks Superstore announces their annual 4th of July sale. Buy one, get one free. Buy one, get two free. Buy one, get three free on select items. Every time you buy, you get something free. The number for fireworks is 234 BANG. Galaxy Fireworks will match or beat any competitor's catalogs on the corner of Martin Luther King Boulevard and Florida Avenue. Go to galaxyfireworks.com to find a location near you. Shop early to avoid the crowds. Galaxy Fireworks, out of this world.
This summer, all roads lead to the number one used car dealer in the Bay Area, Sun Toyota. Over 400 to choose from. Shop thousands in savings on everything from Hyundais and Kias to Mercedes-Benz, BMW, Tesla, and more. Starting at just $8,000. And most with a lifetime warranty. If you want used for less, things are heating up at the hottest spot in town. The all-new Sun Toyota Used Car Supercenter on US 19 in Holiday.
SunToyota.com.
Call 727-416-1185 for details.
1025, The Bone. Real Raw Radio. WHPT, Sarasota, Tampa, St. Pete. And 107.3 WXGL HD2 St. Pete. Live from the WeatherTight Windows studio.
I want this to be an unforgettable show.
Showtime, boys. This is what it's all about.
This is going to be the best show ever.
And now, it's Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.
Okay, ladies, showtime.
Roger, JP, 1025 The Bone, Real Raw Radio, 800-771-1025, 727-579, 1025 are the phone numbers at Roger and JP, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Before the break, I don't know how we got there, but we got to gay sex porn stuff.
Sure.
And then Brian told me.
Well, we got there from talking about my son, my 13-year-old son, being able to build furniture.
Well, how old?
And then, and then the easy natural transition is going to
gay porn.
And
the vernacular that the people of that community use when describing, are you describing what? Dudes? You're just describing possible
hookups, you mean?
Hookups?
Or a little, it's a little of both.
So I learned that I already knew bear and twink. So bear is like the bigger guy, which I am not, and I'm definitely not a twink who's a little skinny dude, but I am a daddy. But what is an otter?
An otter. So an otter is between a twink and a bear, pretty much.
So they are pretty much body hair a must.
Okay.
And a little bit sporty, but not exactly a tweak.
But the body hair is what makes them a...
otter.
An otter.
You're an otter then, aren't you? Are you an otter?
No, I don't have a lot of body hair.
Really?
Right. No, absolutely not.
I just picture you hairy all over the joint for some reason.
No, I told you that my wife... I used to get my back waxed, yeah. But every time I do it, it breaks out. But my wife takes care of my back, and I take care of the front.
Wow.
She likes that, so I obey. So then what's the difference between a bear, an otter, and a bear?
So a bear, let's see here.
Got
it up here.
Chunkier?
A lot of body, a lot more body hair. It's rugged by appearance.
Are you looking this up?
I am, kind of, because
shouldn't you know? Should you be able to pass this test off the top?
Are you fake gay? Yeah,
but I have a hard way of articulating what the type is. So I had to little choice words that I've gotten. So it's just a little more unique way of expressing masculinity when it comes to a bear.
So a little more like butch? Or?
Whereas daddies have a little bit more wisdom.
Daddies.
Bears are just more rugged.
What's the opposite? Is there a before a twink, or is the twink the skinniest, youngest?
Skinniest, youngest.
It doesn't, okay.
My friend Chris, who I think you've met,
yeah.
Monica.
He's a twink. Oh, he is really skinny.
So now, is a twink always a bottom?
No.
Okay, now we're getting...
Listen, you mind your business, lady. This is educational.
Okay. Come here with your pretty gay mouth.
Right.
Sorry.
So the answer is no.
No, doesn't always have to be.
Okay, so we got twink, we got bear, we got otter, we got daddy. Keep going. What else we got?
There is a jock, of course, which, okay, which yeah. Jock, of course, is athletic.
Obvious.
And, it's not quite the opposite of a bear, but it's, there's that.
Leaner.
Yeah.
Got it.
And then the chub, like I said.
The chub is just the chubby dude?
Chubby guys.
Chub is more than a bear heavy?
Yeah, chub is heavy. There is that in the community. I have a good friend. He's probably a jock. He's married to a chubby guy. And he's big. I'm not going to...
Is he chubby big. Or is he like full-blown tubby?
Chubby. Well, chubby, yeah.
You're lying.
No, I'm not lying. He's a big guy.
How heavy? Three bills?
Yeah.
That's tubby. That's beyond chubby.
I'm chubby.
But they're trying to
that
be nice.
Guy's tubby.
Like, they're not saying fatty, fat, fatterson. They're just saying, okay, that's a chub. Yeah. But that's a category everybody understands.
Yeah. So.
All right. Well, let's call it what it is. Yeah. Anything else in there? Are we missing
that's
anything?
That's about it. There's wolf, but get what a wolf is.
Well, what's a wolf? Try to explain a wolf.
Says, wolves are similar to otters, but usually bigger. Many men like their athletic and tough appearance. Combine features from various groups, making them stand out uniquely. Like, I still don't get what a wolf is. I mean, and I'm even in the community. Like,
what
the hell is a wolf?
What
I can't
you?
Believe you have to look this up.
What are you, Brian?
Good question.
I've actually been called a daddy.
Look at that.
Honestly, I call myself
the wisdom.
What was that?
Because you have the wisdom?
A little bit. I always call myself an elder millennial, but when
how old are you?
42.
Okay, yeah. Elder millennial it is.
Yeah, and I could see it. I'm not quite a bear, but I also get in with the jock a little bit because every time I tell people I play softball, like, oh, you play softball, which I do. So.
Like, you're into softball, too. Like, you go in tournaments and all of that. Yeah.
Yeah. And, yeah, so I'm usually... if I'm off the field, I guess I'm a daddy. If I'm on the field, I guess I'm a jock.
So then we've classified JP and you. So what is Brett then?
Brett?
I'm a chubby bear.
But, so like you're bear leaning towards chub. You're not chub,
you're
though.
Not hairy.
You're not chub in any way, shape,
I'm
or form.
I'm a little hairy, yeah.
Are you?
I got some hair, sure.
Not on your head.
Is he rugged?
Hey, right, not there, right.
Right.
I got hair everywhere, but where I need it. You know what I'm saying? It's
again, he's got hairy legs.
I got hairy legs. I got those.
But yeah, no, I'd say Brett's combo of a bear.
Chubby
daddy.
Bear daddy.
Bear daddy. I wouldn't say chubby.
A bear daddy. Oh my God.
Those well, I get chubby. I admit it. A chubby, but not tubby. We're not 300 pounds.
Yeah.
So we're in the chubby bear, daddy, otter.
But if you see a lot of other bears, they're really like beards are a big thing. So yeah.
Okay.
I need Brian next to me out in public, and then I'll just point. Now what is that? Now which one is that? Now which one is that? I just need to.
Well, yeah. I would do the same thing.
Yeah. I gotta know.
But also, it's time for gay tours with Brian.
Here's what I would love for you to do. Are you going to any, are there any, because I know it's the end of Pride Month. Are you doing any events this weekend?
Well, St. Pete Pride was this past weekend.
Okay.
Really large event, too. It was like almost 250,000 people here.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's a few things to round off Pride Month, but just to round it off. But I think other cities have it.
Have 250,000, I think New York's is this weekend. When you have 250,000 people there, obviously, you know, it's not 250,000 gay, lesbian, or whatever else you want to put under the alphabet. Oh. But, like, do the straight people, like, get on your nerves? Like, you know what? Give us our day. Get out of here.
What?
Like, if they're at the festival?
Yeah. Like, this ain't for you.
Everybody that's there is pretty open-minded.
And
even if you have those type of people, they have a specific area for them to protest in. They're not that they're not welcome there, but it's just if they bring that type of activity to that, they have a particular place they could stay and express their opinion there. But
have you ever like seen anybody at a Pride event saying "Kill the Straights"?
No, actually.
No?
No. And even if they were there, I feel like maybe the volunteers would kick them out of that.
Yeah, because Pride is all about the love. The word love is everywhere, mm-hmm. and it's all very, very happy. The energy is not in any way, shape, or form hate, which is why I like that the people are corralled.
I know. I've attended Pride events.
Have you?
No.
Okay.
No, not that I wouldn't. Not that I wouldn't. It's just, I don't know.
Yeah, it's really not that bad. It's very all inclusive, but you know,
just very come nice.
With an open obviously, mind, I'm the gay man.
I'm sorry, what just happened?
Obviously, I'm the gay man.
Right. So I go to a lot of events. What do you know any of the vernacular for the lesbian part of the?
I was just about to. Well,
the first part of the alphabet well, there.
But I was just about to say, like, I know most of the gay men, but for women, the only real thing I know is lipstick and butch lesbians.
Yeah, lipstick are the hot ones. Butch ones are the ones that wanted to kill me at a Joan Jett concert.
What did you do to them?
No, Monica, I told you the story. I was at a club during soundcheck. Joan Jett was playing. She was doing soundcheck, and it was hot as balls in there. And I had a shirt over a shirt. I had a long-sleeve shirt over a T-shirt. And I took my shirt off. I took the long sleeve shirt off and left the T-shirt on. Put that on. We don't want to see that. I'm like, bitch, I got a shirt on. Like, what do you want me to tell you here? It's hot as ass in here. And I just kept up. But there was genuine anger and hatred towards me. I'm like, I just want to hang up some roll banner, man.
Put your shirt on. Okay. So, okay. So now in my head, I would be how I feel. I think I would identify if I were a lesbian as a butch because I consider myself a boy and very tomboyish and, not very feminine when it comes to that sort of thing. But I'm
Do you
also
wear flannel.
No,
then you're not butch.
Flannel.
No, I would consider you if you were in the lesbian. I'd consider you wear lipstick.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's kind of cool. At least I...
Well, you wear bikinis.
I do wear bikinis. Butches don't?
A lot of butch lesbians I see wear a T-shirt with board shorts.
Oh, wow. All right. Yeah, I'm not...
That's
I'm not,
what I okay. see. I'm not saying and, all of them do.
And am I crazy? But most that would fall under the butch category, short hair?
Yeah.
Oh, and my hair's long. All right.
For the most part. Or they have the they shave the inner part of the back of their heads. And they have long hair flowing down from it.
Mm. Well, maybe there's something in between a lipstick and a butch. And then, okay.
And I was going to say, like, something, an example of that would, like, be Billie Eilish. So,
she gay?
Yeah. I think she's in the spectrum. I just don't know what part she identifies with.
But which spectrum are we talking about here?
She's in the gay spectrum.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Usually I would say she's queer. So, okay. I don't know if she is lesbian or if she I just say queer if I don't really know. So,
well, what can you just say bi if you don't really know?
I could say that too. I could say pansexual as well. What's that? I'm not sure. Unless she actually says it.
What is pan?
That means if I put it this way, you're attracted to anything with legs.
So just not amputees.
Well, pan, to put it more, to clarify it, you're attracted to anybody, whether they are male, amputees, female, trans, anything like that. You're just attracted to anybody if you're pansexual.
You're not going to say no.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Will you, because I have friends that was did they get pissed off the LG, was it before the TQ? Was it LGB before they added the TQ? Is that a thing?
LGBT, yeah.
Right. But it was before the, because I remember my friends that are gay, they were not happy that the trans were jumping on the, jumping on that bandwagon.
Oh.
They were not happy at the time. I have no idea. I don't know. I wasn't paying all that much attention, but I found it interesting.
Yeah. I mean, within
I don't know what their problem was. I have no idea.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't either, but it's within alphabet soup. So.
Would you say there's probably a few too many letters?
Maybe. But yeah. Once again, I mean.
Because like the queer thing, the Q part, mm-hmm. right? Is that queer or questioning?
Both, actually.
Oh, Jesus.
So, yeah, I mean, they don't have a real acronym for it, I guess. But they it's the same thing, queer questioning.
It's LGBTQ?
IA.
Plus.
What's the I?
Intersex.
What the hell's that?
I have no idea.
Why are you asking?
I learned
see,
it.
He doesn't even know.
But just because he doesn't know doesn't mean other people
he's supposed
are
to know.
No,
he
he's
waves
not.
The flag. Yes, he does. He waves
my
the flag.
God, that's. Do you know
and what
all
is the
of-
A? What is the A?
Ally.
Oh, so I'm an ally?
Yeah.
Are you?
Look at that. Absolutely.
It's not feeling like it right this very minute.
Why not? Because I'm asking questions that means it doesn't feel like it? I'm trying to understand, and that makes me a bad person. If I don't understand, that makes me a bad person.
No, because you said things. And you
how
just,
can my straight cracker ass win?
You can't. But you also said, you know, that there are too many letters in it. And
there are too many letters.
Brian's
he just said it, too.
To know just
he should know.
Didn't. He said maybe very hesitantly because he didn't want to make you mad and he's too nice.
He wasn't trying to. That's got nothing to do with it. Don't speak for him.
And plus, I did the community. Not that I don't know if anybody in the community is listening, you know, but, you know, I don't want to.
Well, I think if they're listening, if they're listening, have I said anything that's anti anything? Or am I just sitting here legitimately trying to understand it?
No, you're just curious.
Thank you.
Bi curious?
Questioning. I'm just questioning. Curious.
Well, I like anybody that you know does that likes a question, ask questions. My sister had questions when I came out. She still has questions, but you know I just explain as best as I can.
Right, but yeah. Does she ask you questions she shouldn't ask you?
No, I mean even if she probes too deep, I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to tell you that. That's like personal. But
yeah,
other ways, yeah, I'm fine.
All right,
I'm fine with questions.
So up till now, you're having a good Pride Month?
Yeah.
Because all the hate comes on Monday.
Oh,
it all comes flying back.
What?
So all the hate comes flying back.
Oh, no.
Because it's the first. Everybody's being super nice for these 30 days.
And then it's
and
over.
And then, all you right. know, everything's back to normal on the first, right?
Okay.
I'm kidding.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. Everybody relax. See, I was doing so great and then I ruined it. What? What?
Oh,
but I mean, I've had a good Pride Month. It's been good. The city of St. Pete is definitely very inclusive of what they do, and the events that they put on. Our concert was pretty good too. Usually, most
Indigo
cities
Girls?
Have headliners.
Who they play? Indigo Girls.
We had a RuPaul Drag Race queen.
Oh, nice.
Named Sasha Colby. Meanwhile, other cities. I think like DC. DC is my hometown, so I follow them like crazy. They had Billy Porter there. Other cities, you know, partake with that thing. Like you said, I think it's New York Pride's this week. So
yeah, it's this week.
So yeah, they probably have a big headliner there.
Yeah, they're worried about. According to the news, at least they're worried about protesters, not protesting, not anti-gay protesters. They're worried about the pro-Palestine people trying to commandeer this parade. They didn't do it with the Puerto Rican Day Parade, Monica, and I told you they wouldn't do it with the Puerto Rican Day Parade because those people weren't going to put up with it. But they're worried about these pro-Palestine, anti-Israel stuff trying to make a point at a parade that's going to have a lot of eyeballs on it. So,
yeah. And once again, what happens with it. Just like St. Pete Pride, like they had their own little section. So it's like they could.
Of protesters?
Well, yeah. And they could protest in the little section that they want. But like.
What were they protesting?
Just, you know, pride in general. Just like, you know, why should we celebrate like, this month? That? Blah, blah, blah. And,
right, but you don't. Nobody has to celebrate anything. It's the people who identify with it, they want to celebrate. Go have at it. But to which I would say, you should go have at it at any time of the year.
That's what I'd understand. If you don't like it or whatever, then just don't go to the parade. Like, why are you at the parade protesting? Say I don't like it. Then just don't go to the parade. I don't understand.
Do you get that? Any of those Westboro Baptist Church people? You ever see those guys?
I mean, they come, but you know, once again, they have their own little section. So it's like.
Yeah,
just be in that little section if you want to protest, and
you could drive them crazy too.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's 250,000 people to you guys. So
right,
it's like
to like seven people. My guess is they're easily triggered, for lack of a better phrase.
I mean, look around them.
Right. All right. Thanks, Bri.
No problem.
I feel a little bit. I learned.
Yeah, I think we all did.
I learned, and I'm an ally.
It's Daddy and Daddy, and what were you? You weren't Chubb. You were what's before Chubb? Bear?
Bear Daddy.
Bear Daddy.
Bear Daddy Wolf Otter.
Right. Yeah. He's a Bear Daddy Wolf Otter. All right, Roger, JP, 1025 The Bone, Real Raw Radio, about 15 minutes or so, maybe 20 minutes or so from the top 10 list. Roger and JP, 1025 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. We'll be right back.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.